I'd like to call to order the Oak Ridge Board of Education monthly meeting. Would you please join me as we honor America and pledge allegiance to the flag?
Attention, salute, pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and you may be seated. I don't know about you all, but one of the things that I miss is what normally would come next on the agenda, and that's our students and their efforts that we get to see, and hopefully it won't be too long before we get to do that again. Next is approval of the agenda. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve. Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agle. Any comments or any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote for approval. Agenda's approved unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. We'll go to good news, and we'll start tonight with Ms. Webb.
We're going to start with Jefferson Middle School, and the Atomic Master Bricks First Lego League team competed virtually in the East Tennessee Remote event on March 6, 2021. They earned the First Place Champions Award and the Third Place Robot Performance Award. In addition, their youth mentors from the Secret City Wildbots, Amelia Nagel and Alex Shanafield, won the Coach Mentor Award. The team members are Sydney Blanchard, Haley Campbell, Aaron Fiscore, Audrey Kilpatrick, Henry Lindo, Juno Morrell, Harry Shanafield, Gabe Sherman, and Dominique Vasquez. Sixth grade science teacher Julie McCullough was recognized as the WBIR the week of March 8th as the Educator of the Week. Scott Lynn and Callie Painter entered the 8th grade tackle students in the National History Day competition. JMS had three students place in the virtual competition. Jacob Moore and Henry Ladau earned second place in the junior group exhibit category, and Isabella Liu earned second place in the junior individual paper category. They will move on to the state competition for Tennessee History Day. And finally, the JMS band director, Alex Cantrell, was chosen as a guest clinician for the Scott County Middle School Band Clinic on March 19th and 20th.
Great. Mr. Stevens.
I have the pleasure of giving you an update for Glenwood. Glenwood has been recertified as a Cognia STEM school. Next, Glenwood is currently collecting pennies for Ponderosa to help support our community partner, the Little Ponderosa Zoo. This is in honor of James Cox, who unexpectedly passed away recently. Little Ponderosa has been a friend of Glenwood for years, and we are grateful for their partnership. Next, Cecilia Henderson, who works with the Glenwood Family Resource Center, was recently honored by receiving the Standards of Quality for Family Strengthening and Support Certification. The Oak Ridge Schools Family Resource Center is one of only 14 across the state to receive this certification. And that's the good news from Glenwood. Very good.
Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Robertsville. Mr. John Spratlin has been named the recipient of the 2021 Civil Rights and Liberties Excellence in Teaching Award presented by the Nystrom Education. Mr. Spratlin was selected for this award based not only on his classroom instruction, but his pivotal role in the celebration of the 65th anniversary of the desegregation of Oak Ridge Schools. Mr. Spratlin has worked to inspire students to be fully informed about their civil rights and liberties and to take informed action. He has been the tip of the spear when it comes to making the historic work of the Scarborough 85 remembered and their history preserved in our community. He has selflessly given his time and energy, and we are proud of his hard work.
Ms. Eagle.
From Linden Elementary, Linden Elementary, along with the City of Oak Ridge and the Environmental Quality Advisory Board, celebrated the 36th Annual Arbor Day observance and the 33rd Annual Tree City USA Awards ceremony by planting a black gum tree on the campus of Linden. Linden is always excited and honored to be selected to host this yearly event.
From Woodland, Woodland Elementary has maintained their certification in STEM education for Cognia. Woodland would like to thank all of those involved in the process and feel that they could not have progressed as much as they have in the 5 years after initial certification without them. They would also like to thank the lead evaluator, Dr. Ivy, for all the valuable feedback and guidance provided. Mr. Hobby was quoted as saying, "We are excited to move our STEM program forward, growing areas that were highlighted as well as building on our strengths that were showcased in our STEM community and our academic data collection." And that's just some of the good news that's going on in our school. It's amazing we can continue to have good news even though we're not in school. So that's a good thing. All right, moving on next, Dr. Borchers, I guess I'll go to you for the OREA salary proposal.
All right, yes, I've met with both the OREA, with Michael, and Dr. Reniger and Ms. Bowles with the principals, and I think Michael was up first with our presentation. I think he's got a PowerPoint ready to go. All right. I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Cavilla.
And Ms. Webb, thank you very much for all that you do for the staff of Oak Ridge Schools. We are very proud to work in this district, very thankful to have a board that supports us, puts learning first, and continues to help treat our staff as the professionals they are. We thank you very much for that. This has been quite a year, huh? Like nothing we've ever experienced before, and hopefully we'll never have to experience again. But it has been one of those years where everybody has been asked to do something well beyond what we signed up to do, basically. And we've done it willingly. We've worked hard to make sure that things, the new ways of doing things and the new technology has been implemented. Our cafeteria workers have become delivery drivers, so to speak. Our TAs have had to cover more classes than ever. They've had to cover lunches in the classrooms for the elementary school teachers. They've had to clean up more than they've ever had to clean before. Our custodians, our amazing custodians, have gone well above and beyond. The schools were immaculate beforehand, and now that they've learned to keep them extremely sanitary to prevent the spread of COVID. Our principals, our APs, our nurses, other support staff have become contact tracers and worked very hard to make sure that people who have been identified as close contacts have been notified and told to stay home. And our teachers have worked tirelessly to learn new technology. Some teachers have been asked to run two or more classes, one in person, one or more virtually at times. And although some of them got stipends for this, it's been wholly inadequate for the work that they've been asked to put in. And everyone in all of our buildings has been asked to work under extreme stress. We've been worried about contracting COVID. We've been worried about spreading COVID. We've been worried about what our own families and the families that we serve. This fear subsided a little bit over the years. As we've seen, the spread has been mitigated. but it's still there. And teachers and TAs have not been able to build relationships the way they can best do it. Trying to build relationships virtually or behind masks, without smiles or without a friendly and caring touch, has added to the stress of the year. We want to know if we're making the important relationships, the important contacts with the students that we have, and it's hard to do that when we can't smile, we can't see them smile at us, and touching them to reassure them has been pretty much off the table for most of the year. We're asking for three things this year. We're asking for a substantial 5% raise for every staff member in our district. I've run down some of the reasons why. We're asking again that you increase all eligible personnel by one experience point. And we're asking again for you to provide staff with 3 days of bereavement leave. As I've said, it's been a crazy year. We're asking for the substantial 5% raise to reward our staff for doing the substantial work that they've done for 12 months. When we shut down last year, we were asked to volunteer to make sure our kids were fed, and every day those volunteer slots were filled, if not overflowing. We've been asked to learn new technology. We've been asked to learn new pedagogical approaches, new classroom management approaches, and we've done that for 12 months. And we've done it to ensure that our kids, our students, get the education, the substantial Oak Ridge education that they deserve. The next slide shows some of a comparison of the way that some of our local districts have rewarded their staff for the work that they've done this year. And although we appreciate you finding an extra $400 for all of our staff members that goes well above and beyond what BEP paid, as you can see from this slide, what Oak Ridge Schools has provided for our employees only tops out Blount County. Again, we ask for the a salary index step for those who are eligible, and we ask for the bereavement leave days that we've asked for in the past, and this year more than ever that has become a very needed thing, unfortunately. I've also included some resources as to where this information has come from. Again, I thank you very much for your support. I thank you very much for your time. I thank you for everything that you do for the staff of Oak Ridge Schools and the students of Oak Ridge Schools.
Thank you, Mike. Any comments or questions from the board at this time? It's hard to believe that it's that time of year again. But we appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to make some decisions that will, in the long run, benefit our teaching staff and, most importantly, our students.
Thank you, Mr. Frillauer. Thank you.
All right. Good evening. First, I would like to thank Ms. Bowles, who is with me, for her help with the administrator's proposal for the salary compensation for the FY22 budget. I think that the first thing I would say is very similar to Mr. Carvell. I think that good leaders appreciate good leadership, and I can say with great confidence that our school administrative teams greatly appreciate the leadership of our superintendent, our executive leadership team, and certainly our school board. We are all very aware of the never-before-seen challenges that we've had to meet this year. While it has been challenging, our school leadership with our school board, our superintendent, our executive leadership have provided our building leaders the flexibility to work collaboratively to problem solve, the flexibility to adapt instructional practices to meet the educational and safety needs of our students, and the means to support our staffs. And for that leadership, we're certainly grateful. We also appreciate the opportunity to discuss the compensation model for school administrators. in our discussions with our building level administrative teams. We feel strongly that the salary alignment model that was adopted during last year's budget was pivotal for our school district. The salary alignment plan allowed our school district to maintain a highly competitive salary compensation model for our staff members while providing a financially sustainable plan to make that model viable for the long term. With that being said, we believe it is critical to address our salary proposal in a manner that maintains the structure provided through the salary alignment plan adopted last budget cycle. Our administrative teams, as we've talked to them, strongly supports our teachers and their salary proposal that they have presented. We certainly believe that our teaching staff have performed nothing short of miraculous work over the course of the past year. We have asked so much of our teachers. Mr. Carbell has done a great job of explaining that tonight. We have asked our teachers to adapt their instructional method, utilize technology in ways that many of us and them have never thought possible, and to enhance their supervision administrative duties. However, in true Oak Ridge fashion, they have delivered in a major way, and quite frankly, have raised their level of performance to exceed all expectations. With that being said, it has truly been a team effort, and I think Mr. Carvella did a great job of explaining that, and it's been a team effort with everybody in this room and certainly everybody involved in Oak Ridge Schools to pull this thing off. Our administrative teams have had to address their professional duties also in a totally different manner than what has been expected in the past. Our teams have had to effectively plan and execute safety protocols for which there was a very limited instruction manual provided. Our administrators have had to lead through adapting instructional practices to meet the needs of our students, both in person and in a virtual setting. Thus, as we have all worked together, we feel like playing that pivotal role together to sustain a high-quality education for our students that Oak Ridge community has come to expect. With that being said, we believe that it's appropriate for the consideration of a similar compensation model for everyone involved. That being said, understanding that our teachers have certainly put forth a great effort in this year. So as far as our principal's proposal goes for the FY22 budget, we're really looking at two items right here. The first would be for the 1% raise to increase from the existing salary scales for principals and a step raise for all principals. Based on these calculations by Lean Frog, that would approximately provide a overall 3% raise for nearly all school administrators. And we would like this, and we feel like this is an appropriate compensation increase across the board. And we also feel like this maintains the fidelity and structure of the salary alignment plan. We sincerely appreciate the opportunity to serve the families of Oak Ridge community, and we appreciate that it values the importance of a quality education. In addition, we are very thankful for our school board for providing an open forum to offer these proposals for consideration. We certainly thank you for your work and your time, and certainly open to any questions or comments from the board, and I'll let Ms. Bowles answer all those.
The mic's too high.
Comments or questions from the board at this time? I'm sure as we move forward, there will be questions that we'll have every year, and I'm not saying anything that is not known by anybody in this boardroom. A budget is a balancing act. There's a lot of things that this board would really like to do, and being able to balance what is best for our overall educational program. And as I said, when Mike was finishing, to provide the opportunities and the structure and the financial stability of our staff, our principals, et cetera, we don't take that lightly. We know how important it is. It has always been important and will continue to be important in the Oak Ridge schools. And as we've always said, this board will do our best to listen and take into consideration the things that would make us good stewards of our money. So thank each of you, and thank you for your presentation tonight. Next on the agenda is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you would like to speak at that time, please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board tonight? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the consent agenda, and I'd entertain a motion. Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. We have a number of items on the agenda tonight that are second readings, as is our first item, a second reading, and it is approval of Board Policy 1.700, School District Goals. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.700, School District Goals.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to just repeat some information I shared the last meeting when these were on first reading. For policies 1.700 and 5.100, in 2019, the General Assembly passed legislation requiring the State Board of Education to adopt a policy on educator diversity. At its February meeting, the State Board of Education adopted a policy on this topic. This policy requires local education agencies to set goals for educational diversity, and they're recommending that boards revise their policies to reflect that responsibility. The Department of Education has stated that it will provide samples and other resources in regard to implementing education or diversity goals in the district. We anticipate that the department will communicate more about this in the near future. So that relates to this policy and then two policies from now, the 5.100.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, the motion is approval of Board Policy 1.700. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item B is a second reading on Board Policy 4.700, Testing Programs. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.700, Testing Programs.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
We've covered this more and more and often on this board, but Dr. Williams can take any questions if there are any on this topic.
Questions or comments from the board? Ms. Eagle.
My only comment is I wish we could do this for every year. Some students test well. Some students do not test well, but prove that they have mastered the material in other ways. I think this is a good policy to keep.
Anyone else? Motion is approval of 4.700, Testing Programs, on second reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Excuse me. Next item, item C on the agenda, board policy 5.100, personal goals, a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 5.100, personnel goals.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Going back to my previous comments, this is, again, about educational diversity goals in the personnel area.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Approval of board policy 5.100. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is item D, district occupational safety and health program plan. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the district occupational safety and health program plan.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see in that memo, this is something that we do every 7 years. We update this plan. The typical changes here are revised organizational chart, location changes for preschool, address changes, and current employee count per location. So kind of a boilerplate change here.
Questions or comments from the board? Then please cast your vote on district occupational safety and health program plan. That motion passes unanimously. Next, item E, FY 2020 non-resident tuition rates. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY 22 non-resident tuition rates as shown on the attached information.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
As I stated, Ms. Smith attached some great information for us here. I think we see a nice upward trend of people paying tuition, and we'd like to see that. But we'll take any questions, or Pat or Dr. Henderson and I can try to answer those.
This is one of those curiosity questions. Do we have anybody on tuition that was all virtual?
That's a good question. I'll look to my team if anybody. Dr. Henderson may have some information for us.
We started out the year with some students who were virtual coming in from outside of Oak Ridge, but then at the semester they changed into coming in person. So we had some that started off that way, but then doing, you know, total virtual, but then came in after. I think the children were ready to come in and be acclimated to the school system.
But previously, wherever they came from, they had been virtual.
Yes, there. And they were not happy with the virtual program where they were.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that they weren't happy is not interesting, but interesting that they weren't happy with the virtual program and didn't want to stay virtual but wanted to get back in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
I think the students, I found out a lot of the kids that were on virtual, total virtual, were placed there by parents. Some of the kids will tell you that it wasn't their choice. But then as things got better and they could see the things that we were doing, being very transparent as far as reporting, if we had any COVID cases or anything like that, which our numbers were very low, they felt comfortable then letting the children come in. But I've already started getting comments or questions about when are you going to open it up for next school year, from people that don't live in Oak Ridge right now.
That's a good.
Yes. Yes.
Other questions while Dr. Henderson is up? All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Motion on the floor is approval of the FY22 non-resident tuition rates. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to item F, fire alarm replacement at Willowbrook Elementary School. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the bid of $121,114.70 from Commercial Building Systems for replacement of the fire alarm system at Willowbrook Elementary School.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
I'm just going to read. You can see Alan's memo there. The current system's over 30 years old and is in need of upgrading due to increased maintenance issues and to bring the system up to the current life safety code requirements. Alan and his team has also put together a replacement schedule because we have other systems that are 30 years old as well. So we're going to try to spread that out over several years to just disperse some of that payment instead of doing it all in 1 year. But this is the start of that process.
Can you get a discount, Alan, if you replace a lot? I'll go ahead and guarantee them. No, I didn't think so. Comments or questions? Ms. McLean.
So I was wondering, what all is involved? I mean, $121,000 is a lot of money. So I was wondering what all is involved, and then the time frame for when this is going to happen.
Sure. This will require replacing all the current devices in every classroom. It has to add additional devices to bring it up to current code. So places like storage closets that currently do not have a device are required to have those. A lot of the system electronics has to be updated as well. All the wiring has to be updated because these have to have enunciation. So if you're ever in the high school when a fire alarm goes off, you'll hear a voice enunciation telling you to evacuate the building. That's required, and that requires a whole different style of wiring. So they have to rewire the whole building as well. Time frame is to be done over the summer break. That's one of the reasons why we're not having summer school in that location, because we won't have life safety in place.
While you're up here, and this has nothing to do with this, but just since you're up here, have we completed the roof work at Willowbrook?
Yes, sir. I did walk through on the final punch list last week. And they've just got one or two little detail items to clean up, but we had that wonderful rain and did not have a leak at all. So we were celebrating that today in a meeting. So it was a good thing to have.
Yes, absolutely. Any other questions? Thank you, Alan. Motion on the floor is approval of the Willowbrook fire alarm replacement. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item G is approval of the elementary and middle school technology refresh. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of 241 new line interactive boards from Howard Technology in the amount of $545,624.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve. Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, we had a nice article with Edmentum donating some to kind of kick this off, some of these panels. But this is to replace all of our whiteboards K-8 in our entire district, and we're using those ESSER 2.0 dollars to do that and to make that happen. So this is a great upgrade for our elementary and middle schools at this time.
Questions? Comments from the board. Ms. McClain.
So what is the time frame to get these in the building and ready to go?
Dr. Williams, you want to take that?
We had started with a very ambitious timeline of having them in prior to testing. Removing some of the equipment that already exists will slow that down just a little bit. So we'll work around the testing schedule, but we hope to have all of these installed before the end of the school year.
Motion on the floor is approval of the elementary and middle school technology refresh. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H is approval of the FY22 CTE Perkins Basic Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 CTE Perkins Basic Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagles, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
This is something we do every year. This is the basic grant, and Dr. Cross, it seems, has many of these grants throughout the year, but this is the basic grant application that we do every year.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote on the FY22 CTE Perkins Basic Grant. Motion passes unanimously. Next is the FY22 Preschool Voluntary Pre-K Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY22 Preschool Voluntary Pre-K Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
This and the next three items are all items that the board sees every year. We do have Ms. Downard here. I won't call her up right now, but if we do have questions on any four of these, we can certainly ask her to do that. But this is for the state's voluntary pre-K grant for FY22, which would fund five pre-K classrooms to provide services to 104-year-old students.
Questions? Motion on the floor is approval of the FY22 Preschool Voluntary Pre-K Grant. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to the FY22 Head Start Selection Criteria. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 Head Start Selection Criteria. Excuse me.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, the selection criteria was developed in collaboration with Anderson County and the Preschool Policy Committee. It lays out the criteria with which we select and qualify students for the Preschool Head Start program, also assist in creating a wait list for prioritized by level of need.
Questions? I have a question. I could probably ask it here or on the next item. I'll just ask it here, Ms. Downard. As we've moved into our new facility and adapted our programs to a new facility, have we had any issues through our Head Start application grants that were unexpected or that have created any issues?
No, we have not actually. No, things have, knock on wood, somewhere. Yeah.
Things have gone very smoothly, really, over these last 2 years. Things have gone very smoothly. Maybe unfortunately, no one has been able to come monitor in person, so most people haven't gotten to even see our new building, which is really sad. I look forward to them being able to come in and monitor it and see what a fabulous facility it is. So we've not had any issues at all. It's gone rather smoothly.
And that was my follow-up question, if we'd been able to have people come in to monitor it. So you've answered that.
Right, and we have not denied them. You know, if someone says they want to come see what's going on, come on in. We'll allow you to come. We did have some staff from Anderson County come back in the fall and did some monitoring, but they did not go all the way through the building. They met with us in the office area and restricted their visit to that area. But no, it's been fine.
Great. Any other questions? Yeah, together,
yes,
at the same time. Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion on the floor is approval of the FY22 Head Start selection criteria. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Excuse me. Next, we move to FY22 Head Start Training and Technical Plan. Dr. Borgers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 Head Start Training and Technical Plan.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
This plan lays out how those Head Start funds will be utilized for the program throughout next year. The items specified in the plan are based on results from the community assessment and self-assessment and support the Head Start grant board goals. Broad goals, excuse me.
Questions, comments from the board? Hearing none. Motion is approval of the FY22 Head Start Training and Technical Plan. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item L, approval of the FY22 Head Start Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 Head Start Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this grant is a continuation grant, and the amount requested is $863,532. This provides for the funding of 118 3- and 4-year-old students.
Questions or comments from the board? Ms. McClain.
Each of these grants and plans require a massive amount of work and hoops that they have to jump through, including having so many parents on the committee, having community organizations like United Way and ADFAC. And it is just amazing all of the different things that they have to do to get this approved, and I'm real proud of all the work that they have done. It has been a lot, and they've had to do all of this on Zoom, so it's been a lot of work.
Thank you for those comments. You're 100% correct. All right, motion on the floor is approval of the FY22 Head Start grant. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to items for information. First, attendance and enrollment reports. Mr. Lay.
Yes, sir. I would say the elementary schools, I'm happy with the graphs. Their attendance looked much better this past attendance period, and our enrollment is basically looking very similar to what it did last month and just following that trend. So we're doing well in both departments.
Comments or questions from the board? In our truancy courts that we've had, what have those numbers been running?
Those numbers have been higher than normal. And to be candid, a lot of it has to do with our virtual learning. We just have not had, in some cases, consistency in students logging on their virtual days. And of course, schools have reached out to those families. They've had conferences, they've had phone calls, they've sent home letters, but we just have some students. And in some cases, those are situations where there's no one in the home to assist that student, and it's just not taking place. So it will be interesting. As of today, everyone's back in school except for Connect OR. And so that issue has been alleviated. But our numbers have been higher. And in some cases, when we had students that the appropriate steps were not taken for them to start logging on appropriately, so they were counted present and doing the work after they attended our truancy review and support meeting, that did start happening. But truancy has been higher this year. And once again, we as we've said many times, this is a different kind of year. So we are returning to what we would call a level of normalcy, and we'll continue to look at that data and continue to have our meetings and address truancy issues just because that's what's best for students. So anyway.
Thank you. Questions or comments from the board? Okay, moving next to the finance report. Any questions? Thank you again for sending out the information. Has provided to me to be very helpful as we go across this path looking at the financial situation. So I know that takes some time to do that, but thank you from you and your staff for making that happen for us. Items for discussion. Any old business? Under old business, Mr. Lay, you want to give an update about any information about the second opportunity for vaccination number two?
Yes, sir. This Thursday, April the 1st, we will have our second dose of the Moderna vaccine available for staff, and we are looking forward to that day. We spent much of the day confirming that we actually had a shipment arriving, and I kept stressing the importance of our clinic would begin at 1:30 on Thursday because we were hearing, well, you know, you'll get it on Wednesday or Thursday. And as you can imagine, that didn't, this didn't seem acceptable anyway. But we have confirmed our request was put on the level of an emergency. So we will receive our shipment tomorrow, Wednesday at the latest, and we are good to go for Thursday. And we have notified all staff and, of course, those outside agencies that participated. And we look forward to providing this service and being good to go.
Great. Again, we talked about this, but again, thank you for your time and effort and those who have been involved. It takes a number of people to make this happen successfully.
And I would agree. You know, really for an 8-hour activity, it has required a lot of work. But once again, everyone has just done a wonderful job. And like anything else, it truly has been a learning experience. If we were need to do something similar to this in the future, we will be better prepared. So.
Well, as we've said, through all of this, we've learned things that, if need be, we'll know maybe how to do them a little bit better next time because we've had to do them. So hopefully we've learned enough. Okay, communications, would remind the board that on April the 7th, our board visit with maintenance will be here in the boardroom at 8:30. Then on April the 21st, our board visit with IT will also be in this boardroom at 8:30. So you can put that on your calendar as well. I was just sitting here thinking it's hard to believe that from everything that we've been through and dealt with educationally, that we're on the downhill side of this school year. Don't know where that went. I guess we were so involved in other things that time was not one of them, perhaps. I don't know. But it'll be interesting, I think, to see now that we're all back, with the exception that you mentioned, how plugged in we are. I know all the students are probably anxious now to be back collectively. But, you know, a lot of things that have gone on, we really haven't missed a beat in doing some of the things that are important for kids. And I look at other school districts across the nation that haven't been in school at all this year. That the fact that we've been able to do what we've done goes back to some things that Mike said in his presentation, the support and dedication of our staff, our principals, our teachers have made this happen.
And I know you all are aware of this, but this would have been a really easy year with all the challenges for us just to back off and just basically be happy with status quo. But Dr. Borchers, and I know you know his character, his professionalism, his leadership. To me, what is most impressive, we have not backed off of continuous improvement at all. We have continued that journey along with everything else that is taking place. And once again, that just speaks to Dr. Borchers' leadership in his commitment for Oak Ridge Schools to be the best school system that we can be. Excellence.
And you are certainly 100% right, and it does take the leadership. It takes a team with that leader, too, to make that happen. And what we've done is going to benefit us next year and the next year and the next year as well. So, and it hadn't been easy. I mean, let's don't fool ourselves. It hadn't been easy at all. So, well, any other comments from the board? Thank each of you for your time tonight. We appreciate that. Dave, thank you back in the booth back there. Lynn, thank you as always, and we are adjourned.